Music from Aidan Fraser, Donald and Vicky Sampson on 919. It's the Stateside Connection, where we bridge the gap between Joburgers and South Africans and those South Africans living abroad. And this week, somebody who is not a stranger to the cricket scene at all is Shadley van Schalkwyk, who had a phenomenal cricketing career in South Africa. He is based in the USA and he is part of the American cricket team, which is participating in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, which starts tomorrow as the USA takes on Canada. Now, we know that South Africa is playing. Of course, they'll be playing Monday against Sri Lanka, but the whole point of the Stateside Connection is focusing on those South Africans abroad. And Shadley is one of a handful of South Africans on the team. We had part one of my interview with him earlier on in the show. This is part two now.
Johannesburg, Texas sky.
The Stateside Connection with Cooler.
Shadley, for you, who were your cricketing heroes growing up?
Oh, Brian Lara.
Definitely.
Probably my all-time cricket hero. And then I was fortunate and blessed enough to train with the Proteas one of the days. And Dale Steyn easily became a hero of mine. And I say that because we bowled together in the net and we just made everything look so easy. Mm-hmm. And so looked at him and I once said, like, there was almost a glow around him. He was that talented and skillful. And he made it look that easy. So I'll say Brian Lara. Definitely, like an all-time hero.
Yeah.
And then Dale Steyn for sure.
Okay. Well, being an all-rounder yourself, you get to influence the game from start to finish. What part of the game gets you the most anxious, and what part do you enjoy more?
I think the most, I don't think anxious too much because I'm a little bit lively, if I can say that. So I don't think I get too anxious. But what I do love is and thrive on is when I can get into position to try and control the game. So it's, for example, batting, and I know I need 8, 9, 10 and over. So to try and get the team into position, then they will control the game from there and hopefully bring the team over the line. And then also I thrive on bowling at the end, sort of when the pressure's on and something needs to happen from a bowling side. I think those parts get me excited very nicely.
Okay, super. Who would you regard as some of the most influential players taking part in the 2024 World Cup?
Ooh, wow. I think there's a few. I think no one can overlook the star-studded West Indian side. They've got match winners from, I say, 1 to 15 with a squad. And then I think England defending the title, that'll be a strong contention. They'll be in very, very strong contention. And I think, individually influential, I think Nicholas Pourad, I think the way his career has taken a massive turn up, but it's amazing to watch him play. And I think definitely, to be honest, the powerhouse of the South African middle order and top order, I think that's going to be exciting. And also, to be fair, the associate nation, I think there's potential for quite a bit of upset, with some highly skilled players that will be shown on display now.
Okay.
And I'm hoping a few of the associate nations can cause quite a bit of upset.
Okay, well, we'll be watching. Shadley, are you ready to belt out the Star Spangled Banner before the first game tomorrow? How are you on those high notes right at the end?
I'll be honest, the high note, not very good. But I'm ready to, I can definitely not hit the high note at all. That's like a guarantee. But I know majority of the work, so I'm actually looking forward to being able to communicate.
Okay, fantastic. What food or drink from SA do you crave the most?
The food is a bribe, definitely. Yeah. I think when I go back to Cape Town, I always love the gatsby. So that's like my unhealthy cheat meal that I have.
Mm-hmm.
The food and the drink is probably the Fanta Grape, because the Fanta Grape just locked the same year. And the cream soda. So
yes.
I said the food drink is the Fanta Grape and cream soda, definitely. And then the food would be a braai, just a genuinely good lamb chopped in a braai with bulgur. That's the biggest thing that I crave.
Yes, that sounds perfect. So Los Angeles Knight Riders is your home base in the USA. Is it fun playing in such a globally significant city?
So I'm actually, weirdly enough, I'm based in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
So my minor league team is the Seattle Thunderbolts, but my major league team is the LA Knight Riders. So
okay,
we get together quite a bit, depending on where we can get together. But the major league-wise, I am based with LA. And I mean, they've been amazing. They treated us like, I don't think I've been treated like that before in my life. And it's honestly just a privilege to be a part of the journey and the franchise that they've created around the world. But to be fair, I go to LA quite a bit. I love the city. I love the vibrance of it. But I think I'm also looking forward to going to New York. Now, everyone says the energy in New York is just different to everywhere else in the world.
It is. It is a magnificent city. It's one of my favorites. Well, speaking of LA, let's just go back there for a second. Have you had a chance to take in any baseball during your times in LA? And if so, do you think it's something that you might have enjoyed playing at some stage?
Yes, I do. I actually try and go to quite a bit of games. I'm not sure who's the team I support 100% yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. Yeah. But there's two ways. I think I'd have loved playing it. But I think I would have liked being a more of a, probably a hitter and a pitcher. Mm-hmm. I think those would probably be the things I'd thrive on. I think if I grew up here, I'd have probably taken to baseball. Before cricket, I think that's just a natural gravitate towards that. But I love the fact that they make throwing look so easy. Like I send videos to a few of my friends and just shows them how far they can throw a ball. It's sort of, you look at it and you go, I don't think it's possible because I don't think any cricketer could throw a ball as far as off the baseball guys do.
Sure. Okay. Shadley, as an all-rounder, do you think the bigger bats, smaller fields and flatter pitches have improved the game?
Yes and no. I think that it's improved the game because batters give them a lot more freedom. So they sort of unlock new levels within the game. So that regard, yes, it's improved the mentality of bowlers. I'll back the story, but I think it's also improved the bowlers' skill. The bowlers are not scared to do or try things which they can, which is absolutely amazing, and it's also brought their skill level up. But I do think it's a little bit unfair when the fields are too small and bowlers actually execute the ball perfectly and set up a batter and he sort of doesn't middle the ball and you get six. I think that part of the game is a little bit unfair towards the bowler. But in the shortest format, I think people want to see runs and not too many wickets. So understandably so. I just think it should be a little bit more evenly.
Okay. All right. My last question is a personal one. You recently became a dad. You've got a 3-month-old baby girl. How is fatherhood treating you? How has it revolutionized your world?
It's the proudest moment of my life. I think, obviously, I think it's no secret we were never planning on having myself and Dalma wife. But we did, and I think when we look back now, we can't believe we never ever wanted one. She's been an absolute blessing. I think that just the smash to give sort of makes it a bit better. Makes it so much easier because there's sometimes stress with regards to kicking and you get home and you just see a smile, and it just makes everything so much easier when you get back home. So it's been an honor, a privilege, and a blessing to become a dad and be a husband to, which I call my two favorite girls, Ciara and Zal.
Ah, well, that is precious. Thank you so much for sharing that personal part of your life as well. Shadley, thank you for your time. All the best for the game tomorrow, and we'll be cheering you on from South Africa too.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me also. It's been an honor to be on the show.
And that's a wrap of my interview with Shadley van Schalkwyk, South African cricketer now based in the USA and part of the American cricket team taking on Canada tomorrow. If you want to check out the full interview, perhaps you only just caught part of part two and you want to hear part one of the interview with him, check out 919.co.za early next week. All my interviews are always uploaded as podcasts and available to listen to on the site as we profile South Africans making their mark on the international scene, blazing their own trails in different countries, but still repping South Africa and making us proud back home.